Here is your Fairhope News Minute with Mayor Sherry Sullivan.
Happy Monday. I hope everybody had a great weekend. This week, it's everything arts and crafts. But before we get to that, on Tuesday at the Nick Center, we have Coffee with a Cop. And that's at 9 a.m. Gives you a chance to interact with our police chief, usually some of the staff in the police department, and ask any questions that you might have. They'll also go over some statistics for the police department, but just a good overview of what's happening here in Fairhope. Then it's everything arts and crafts. So, of course, everybody knows arts and crafts is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this coming weekend. But on Thursday at 5 o'clock, the streets will close. So please be mindful of that. There will be signage downtown, and we hate to tow people, but unfortunately we have to do that if you're within the perimeter of the festival. So please pay attention to the signs in downtown. Again, the festival starts at 10 o'clock on Friday. That brings over 400 artists to Fairhope from throughout the country. And we really want to thank the Arts and Crafts Foundation and also the Arts and Crafts Committee, which is chaired this year by Marissa Thetford and Lindsay Lawrence, and then also the Eastern Shore Arts Center for all their hard work in putting on this event.
Listen for the Fairhope News Minute Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at noon, 3, and 6 p.m. on WABF 1480.